Shalom, Australia. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, your Jerusalem correspondent with a special report from Salt Lake City in the United States. Utah residents are still as shocked as many other Americans at the unexpected victory of Donald Trump in the elections for president. The state outcome, which saw Utah give its electoral college votes to the Republican candidate, surprised all commentators and political pundits, particularly among the Mormon community, which had renounced Trump as not representing family values or values of compassion towards refugees. Governor Gary Herbert said on Thursday that the state would continue its humane policies. Herbert said he hoped and expected that Trump's immigration stance was a bit of hyperbole for the sake of the election. Former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt, who ran Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign, is helping advise Trump's transition team, giving residents some hope that rationality will prevail. They are also pleased to see vice presidential candidate Mike Pence take over from former Governor Chris Christie to lead the team. Nevertheless, residents, particularly educated women, claim to be very concerned about the election results. They are worried that Trump's lack of understanding about the qualities of America's political system, checks and balances, and rule of law are concerning. This was highlighted on Thursday when President-elect Trump met with outgoing President Obama for the first time. At the end of the meeting, Trump said he was fascinated to learn about the achievements of the Obama presidency over the past 8 years and that he looked forward to learning more as the transition takes place. For his part, President Obama called for Americans to allow a smooth transition of power. There have been demonstrations against the election of Trump throughout the United States since Wednesday, with those in Portland turning violent overnight. Only 27% of the Jewish community voted for Trump, in line with the fact that his supporters came predominantly from those with lower levels of education. Analysis of the result on CNN included the observation that the economic recovery under President Obama had created thousands of additional jobs, but that they are all for people with college education or more. Graphs showed that the number of jobs for those with little educational achievement had dropped slightly, while those requiring higher skills levels have soared. Traveling from Israel to the United States, the man wearing the elect Donald Trump pin was beaming, but other travelers spoke of being nervous and embarrassed about the results. Many said they felt the result would not be good for Israel or the Jews, saying that when racism is allowed to flourish against any group, the Jewish community is always in danger. The fact that the Ku Klux Klan supported Trump and celebrated his victory brings trepidation to large segments of the community. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Daniel Kurtzer, warned on Wednesday that the level of uncertainty regarding Trump's attitude towards the Middle East was dangerous. Early in the election campaign, Trump said that he could resolve the Middle East crisis in 2 days. Trump's threats to make countries that receive American aid money pay back that which they have received would be devastating to Israel. His admiration of Russian President Putin is also cause for alarm. However, there is no doubt that his personal relationship with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is strong. In Israel on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, many Israelis, particularly American Olim, waited up for the election results. Ambassador Dan Shapiro hosted a function at his residence, which was politically neutral, although most of the attendees clearly expected a Clinton victory. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, popular venues hosted election parties, and the atmospheres were totally different. In Jerusalem, there was an undercurrent of support for Trump. Guests at Mike's place began the evening with trepidation and ended it with celebration. In Tel Aviv, a large majority were Clinton supporters, and what began as a party ended as a wake. Shifra Sered, a Massachusetts native who now lives in Tel Aviv, said with tears in her eyes that she was imagining a grim future for the United States. She said, "I'm really scared of what will happen to America. I fear internment camps for Muslims. I fear mass deportations." She added, "I'm not scared for me. I live here. I'm scared for my neighbors." Sered said she was most worried about issues that were likely to come up in the next 4 years, namely the nomination of U.S. Supreme Court judges and potential reforms to Social Security and welfare programs. A poll conducted 4 days before the election showed that Israelis strongly favored Hillary Clinton. However, on the election of Donald Trump, Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Hotzlavely welcomed his victory, saying that Trump understood the desire of Israelis to build on their own land. She was referring to settlements in post-1967 territory, which the U.S. and the Democratic Party has condemned. Education Minister Naftali Bennett was among the first Israeli officials to congratulate U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Wednesday morning, saying the Republicans' victory was an opportunity to do away with the pursuit of a two-state solution once and for all. Shortly after his victory speech on Wednesday, late night, Tuesday night, U.S. time, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory, saying the Republican is a true friend of the State of Israel. Trump has promised to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, something which America has never done, and to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In other news, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faced intense condemnation on Monday night, with one top former ally accusing him of having completely lost it after he assailed Ilana Dayan, a respected investigative journalist, and called her a left-wing extremist over a critical report into the inner workings of his office. The Justice Ministry on Monday recommended against granting a pardon to a man convicted of killing his rapist and tormentor, despite an appeal by dozens of lawmakers. 65 Knesset members from both sides signed a letter calling on President Reuven Rivlin to pardon Yonatan Herlo, now aged 29, who served 5 years of a 12-year manslaughter sentence for killing Yaron Ehlin, who repeatedly raped, robbed and blackmailed him over a period of several months. The letter, drafted by Deputy Knesset Speaker Yoel Hasson of the Zionist Union, noted that Herlo, a young man of Ethiopian origin, had no criminal record and was in fact the victim. Hasson on Monday called the Justice Ministry decision outrageous. Israelis, along with music lovers around the world, are mourning the passing of Leonard Cohen, who died on Friday at age 82. In October 1973, when Israel was attacked in the Yom Kippur War, Cohen boarded a plane from Greece, where he was living, to volunteer to work on a kibbutz to do his part to help the state. He was persuaded to put his talents to better use by singer Oshek Levy and toured with the band Geneva Conference, which included Matty Cusby, in making the rounds to perform to the troops. His song, Lover, Come Back to Me, was written during that tour in Sinai. The song ends with the words, and may the spirit of this song, may it rise up pure and free, may it be a shield for you, a shield against the enemy. He said in 1980 that the words were inspired by the grace and bravery of many Israeli soldiers at the front. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Salt Lake City.